This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Residents in southern Humboldt, east of Garberville, found themselves threatened by a wildfire yesterday afternoon as the Saw Fire ripped through more than 80 acres of trees and brush. A second smaller fire, the Blocksburg Fire, led to an evacuation order from Sheriff Billy Hansel for residents off Alder Point Road and Cemetery Road in Blocksburg. An evacuation center was established in the Healy Senior Center in Fortuna for those affected. The fire also forced the closure of Alder Point Road, and the CHP was coordinating with CAL FIRE into the late hours last night to at least get one-way traffic rolling through the area. Air units dropped retardant and water on the blaze, and CAL FIRE brought in dozers and hand crews to work on the ground and contain the fire before it affected nearby properties. We'll update the situation later this morning as more information becomes available. To the northeast, firefighters in the Six Rivers National Forest have their hands full with the Orleans Complex, which has burned a total of more than 2,400 acres since the fires were ignited by lightning last week. More than 800 personnel have been assigned to the complex, which includes the largest blaze, the Ukonam Fire, which has scorched more than 1,400 acres. Fire crews have faced not only the wildfire, but brutal conditions as well, with triple-digit temperatures and steep, rugged terrain. Containment is limited, and hand crews continue to establish containment lines. The other smaller fires in the complex include the Burney Fire, which has burned just over 120 acres, and the Forks Fire, which has burned more than 200 acres, and they remain uncontained and are being monitored by forest personnel. A bit further to the east, the Clear Fire is burning 7 miles southwest of Happy Camp, and it has burned more than 4,000 acres, with containment listed at 20%. More than 500 personnel are battling that blaze, which has affected communities and residents in the Klamath drainage. The latest fire is the Sandy Fire, and yesterday smoke jumpers from the Ukonam Forest were dropped on the blaze, which ignited north of Highway 299 between Burnt Ranch and Del Loma. The fire drew the attention of air tankers, smoke jumpers, hand crews, and engine companies, and that fast reaction has seen containment listed at 50%, with minimal spread of the 40-acre blaze that will affect traffic along Highway 299. The Eureka Police Department has identified the man who was shot and killed during an altercation Tuesday night as 56-year-old Eureka resident Herbert Macias. Police report that Macias confronted an armed security guard in the alley behind the Shell station at just after 8 o'clock, and the security guard shot and killed Macias. Witness statements corroborate the guard's description of events, and no arrests have been made. Law enforcement personnel in the Jedediah Smith State Park in Del Norte County opened an investigation into a series of vehicle break-ins and thefts from campsites last week after several visitors reported that items had been stolen. Officers with the National Park Service assisted with the investigation, and they found surveillance video of the suspect using a stolen credit card at a Crescent City business. That suspect, Micah Mode, was arrested after officers served a search warrant at his residence and located property taken during the burglaries. First, it was coffee with the captains. Now, they want your blood. You can join local law enforcement and other emergency personnel next Wednesday at the Community Blood Bank in Eureka for a barbecue and blood drive from 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The news that a local law enforcement agency has busted a large illegal marijuana grow is nearly as normal as the daily weather update in Humboldt County. Currently, the County Drug Enforcement Unit, along with other local and state agencies, are in the midst of an investigation into a very large grow in the Burr Valley, south of Highway 36 in southern Humboldt. Sheriff Billy Hansel said that as the state gets closer to full decriminalization of marijuana, the focus on the illegal trespass grower will only increase because the goal is to remove the black market and bring the industry into the light of day.
This is the new norm. This is what's going to happen here from here on out until people can get into compliance with the law. The state and the county has bent over backwards. I've said it over and over again. And so there's no excuse for these illegal growers to continue doing what they're doing. We are aggressively going after these mega grows.
Hansel said the industry has changed dramatically in the past two decades, and that includes new plants and plant strains.
every plant could yield, you know, 1 to 3 pounds. It depends how large the plant is. And they've had hybrids that, you know, are especially marijuana plants that just do a half pound. But you have mega plants that produce 3 pounds of marijuana per plant. And the structures that they have are surrounding these places, the greenhouses, the infrastructure they put in the hills is quite amazing to support 3,000 to 4,000 plants.
Ongoing operations to bust illegal grows and future operations in the planning stage will increase as we move from summer to fall. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.